AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A helicopter crash into a kindergarten in a suburb of Ukraine's capital has killed the country's interior minister and about a dozen others, including a child on the ground. It happened in foggy weather, but no word on the cause. President Volodymyr Zelensky, however, says there are no accidents at wartime. The U.S. is finalizing more military aid for Ukraine. Sources tell AP it includes Stryker combat vehicles and Bradley armored vehicles. In economic news, Julie Walker reports retail sales fell 1.1% in December.
Auto sales declined as rising interest rates for auto loans crimped demand. That and falling gas prices helped to pull overall retail sales lower. The December figure marked the biggest monthly decline in 2022. The Fed raised its key interest rate in December for the seventh time in 2022 for exactly that reason, as it tries to cool spending and inflation.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, Loretta Mester, on the effects of the central bank's interest rate hikes.
Now we're starting to get some reports that suggest that, okay, maybe inflation is beginning to come back down.
Prices at the wholesale level up 6.2% over a year ago and down from November. But Mester says
you have to continue raising from the current level of the funds rate and then hold for a while so that we get that back to price stability in a timely way.
Details on a fatal polar bear attack in Alaska yesterday. Lisa Dwyer has them.
Alaska state troopers say that a 24-year-old woman and her 1-year-old son have been identified as the victims of a fatal polar bear attack in an isolated Alaskan Native village. Poor weather and a lack of runway lights at a local gravel airstrip prevented troopers and wildlife officials from arriving to the area. The fatal mauling is the first in more than 30 years.
In change in New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern stepping down after nearly 6 years in office. This is AP News. The Songwriters Hall of Fame is getting ready to induct some new members. Margie Zaraletta.
Snoop Dogg's wordplay and Gloria Estefan's Latin rhythms have gotten the attention of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They will be honored at a gala in New York on June 15th. Other inductees include Jeff Lynne of Electric Light Orchestra and smooth operator, writer Sade. Liz Rose, who co-wrote songs like You Belong With Me with Taylor Swift, also goes into the Hall of Fame. Glenn Ballard, famous for helping Alanis Morissette with her Jagged Little Pill album, will be inducted. So will Teddy Riley, who is credited with creating the New Jack Swing movement. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And NOAA says there's no evidence the offshore wind industry is responsible for recent whale strandings on the East Coast. There have been 14 since December 1st. Entanglement with fishing gear and being struck by vessels among the causes in 40% of postmortems. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.